And now this is a dictation for Marles, M-A-R-L-Y-S, Noah, N-O-A-H, February 2246. Address as a letter to Dr. Reed, R-E-E-D, 616-225-6064. Dear Dr. Reed, follow up for Mrs. Noah in person with chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and prior elevated calcium, elevated PTH, parathyroid surgery. Last visit was in October, comes accompanied with a husband. They spend the winter south. They are back already for about a month. No hospital admission, no vomiting, dysphagia, some problems of constipation, no bleeding, no abdominal discomfort, good urine output, no cloudiness, bladder infection, no chest pain, no major dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, no oxygen. Blood pressure at home has been in the 130s, 140s over 70s. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication review. Notice the lisinopril, glipizide, Jardiance, J-A-R-D-I-A-N-C-E, Januvia. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, she's alert or intestine 3, blood pressure 148-70 on the right, 160-70 on the left, with a large cuff sitting position, normal pupils, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no carotid bruits, the prior neck surgery is very discreet, no ralwises, no arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, overweight of the abdomen without tenderness, no evidence of gross edema. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Creatinine was not done for some reason. Potassium elevated 5.2, a normal sodium. Acid base. Normal albumin, calcium. Phosphorus. PTH elevated at 78, no anemia, minor increase of white blood cell lymphocytes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Primary hyperparathyroidism. Parathyroid surgery with calcium back to normal. Next number, CKD. Stage 3B, clinically stable. Creatinine was not done. It will be added to blood tests on the next few weeks. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, systolic hypertension. In the office, higher than at home. I did not change medications. She's going to keep track of that and let me know. I could increase lisinopril to 30 or 40 and monitor potassium creatinine. We could add a calcium channel blocker. If we add a diuretic, I probably will use a low dose of loop diuretic, given the prior history of high calcium. Next number, diabetes. Continue aggressive management, medications, diet, exercise, weight reduction. I do not have a recent A1C. Next paragraph, comments. The PTH is elevated, although she does have at present time chronic kidney disease that can also explain this process. As long as the calcium is not elevated, I will favor the kidney disease over primary hyperparathyroidism. I don't think she needs any further diagnostic or therapeutic procedures. We'll see what the creatinine shows. She is known to avoid anti-inflammatory agents. The high potassium is likely from the ACE inhibitors, which might limit our ability to adjust blood pressure medications. Continuous salt restriction. She needs to avoid potatoes and tomatoes that she is enjoying too much. End of dictation.